I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Let's get straight to breaking news. President Donald Trump just informing the nation on Twitter that his national security advisor, John Bolton, is no longer with the White House. Here's the tweet, Dave, from Trump. I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration, and therefore, I asked John for his resignation, which was given to me this morning. He says, I thank John very much for his service. I'll be naming a new national security advisor next week.
Yeah, that's big news, especially when you could kind of see it coming when the Taliban meeting at Camp David fell through. Vice President Mike Pence and National Security Advisor John Bolton were both in strong opposition to that meeting that was ultimately canceled, but they were very, very much against that meeting.
Our team of reporters and producers continuing to follow that story as it develops. Once again, President Trump firing National Security Advisor John Bolton. And we'll keep you updated on any developments as that story unfolds throughout the day. Senator Mitt Romney tweeted this morning that the FDA should consider recalling e-cigarettes as it continues to investigate recent deaths and illnesses related to vaping. And we caught that and went, whoa.
That is the death blow.
Yeah.
That is the death blow that he's calling for. You recall all e-cigarettes, and all of a sudden, you just took a multi-billion dollar business and just evaporates.
Just learned from our producer, Andrew Hull, who ran into the studio moments ago with the news about National Security Advisor John Bolton getting fired, that Senator Mitt Romney will be on the show with us tomorrow. So make sure we'll be talking about this very thing. His call for the FDA to recall, or at least consider recalling, e-cigarettes as it continues to investigate several recent deaths across the country and lots of illnesses, including illnesses right here at home. Let me give you the totals. I think there's been what I'm going to call an alarming jump in the number of cases of lung diseases in Utah associated with vaping. And this is scary. Health Department reporting 35 cases this week, plus a dozen more that they're looking into, adding to last week's cases of 28.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I think I share the exact sentiments and feelings of Senator Romney. He said, I'm increasingly concerned that a generation of young people have been deceived into thinking e-cigarettes are safe. And that's exactly what I thought. When I first heard about e-cigarettes, I thought, oh, this is actually a cool alternative. Maybe this will help people get off of their nicotine habit or their smoking habit. I thought it was nicotine free. And a lot of kids think the same thing. They don't realize that there's nicotine in these e-cigarettes.
Because they're most so tasty.
Of them. Because they're flavors.
They're
it's like,
so tasty.
How does mango flavor have nicotine? Well, that's part of it, right?
This scary bombshell from the CDC crossed just a couple of days ago. I checked my phone and got this alert that the CDC is also telling folks to consider not using e-cigarettes as of right now, just to stop using them because, you know, they don't know what is causing this rash of lung diseases across the country. And listen to this story. 18-year-old kid starts vaping because everybody else was. Guess what happened to him?
And that landed 18-year-old Adam Hergenrader in the hospital. After vaping for a year and a half, doctors say Hergenrader has a severe lung injury and needs a supplemental breathing mask.
I didn't think that little pod could do so much damage.
And that's the problem. We just don't know what they do. We don't know if there's a secondhand smoke or secondhand vape thing going on. We just don't know enough about it. This is what really concerns me. And this is what kind of blows me away. This is exactly what happened with cigarettes. Marketed to kids, they fell in love with them, they got addicted, and then it was a lifelong addiction. This is exactly what happened with vaping. Hey, here's the cool flavors, here's the cool Juul devices. They're expensive, so there's kind of a status thing going on. If you have one, you can hide it from your parents easy enough. But we have no idea what the long-term effects are.
But this kid we just heard from.
And that landed 18-year-old Adam Hergenrader in the hospital.
Is 18 years old. My grandpa smoked his entire life. It landed him in the hospital at the ripe old age, if you will, of like late 70s.
Yeah.
From smoking multiple packs a day. This is getting scarier, folks. What information should you share with your kids tonight about vaping? Well, share this podcast. We're going to podcast this after the show. It's your favorite podcast platform. Let them listen to it. There have been more than 450 cases now reported of some mysterious lung disease in 33 states across the country. The Utah Health Department here releasing new data showing that we're now up to 35 cases this week. Add to that a dozen more they're looking into, 28 cases from last week. It's just growing, Dave. Look at what it can do to your body. I'm looking at these symptoms. You vomit, you get fever, you're exhausted, and then it could lead to death.
Well, the craziest thing for me, and this is where I am full on panic button mode, is you look at these kids that are being hospitalized and they're talking about, yeah, I picked it up last year. I picked it up a couple years ago. This isn't like you said, your grandfather who smoked two packs a day for 50 years.
From the age of 14.
Right? I mean, the rapid onset of some sort of lung disease is terrifying. So when Senator Mitt Romney says the FDA should consider recalling e-cigarettes right now, that makes a ton of sense because, again, maybe it's coincidental. I don't think anyone actually thinks it's coincidental, but that's what they're going to try to pass it off as because it's a multi-billion dollar business. So Juul and e-cigarettes, when they are just cashing, you know, in huge on someone's health, of course they're going to battle it. They're going to try to justify it.
The question I keep asking over and over again is, why? Why now? Why is all this data suddenly feeling like it's dropping from the sky and all these people are ending up in the hospital and kids are winding up with breathing masks? Your kids will want to know that answer, too, when you talk to them about this. Is it all related to a certain kind of vape? Research the answer. The answer to that is no. Is it just THC-laced vape? Research that answer. The answer to that is no. The Wisconsin State Health Department are now running more tests, as I'm sure other health departments are across the nation, including the federal government, trying to find a link between e-cigarettes and those respiratory illnesses that so many people are coming down with across the country. Let's check in on the latest what they're doing there in Wisconsin.
Chemist Ryan Peters has been running test after test on the dozens of samples taken from those sickened after vaping.
I mean, trying to look for absolutely anything and you have no idea what it is.
Dr. John Myman is chief medical officer with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Our biggest question is what substance or substances could be really responsible for this.
Health officials say a majority of the people who became sick vaped products that included THC, the chemical in marijuana, but not all of them. Research out of Illinois and Wisconsin shows 17% of those sickened only vaped nicotine. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
So what is it?
Well, is it the potency? We know that the THC that the kids are vaping is 90 times more potent than it was in the 60s. Is it how often you are using it? You brought your daughter in last week, Debbie, and we discussed vaping. How long was she addicted? 8 months? Something?
Yeah,
eight,
about
8 months. And she said it was so easy. It was so easy doing homework, waking up. Cigarettes, typically, you need to leave the house or you need to leave your work, go out, you have a little smoke break. Well, you can vape all day long, and it doesn't disrupt anything. No one knows. most of the time.
And it's pretty cheap. $10 for a now disposable vaping device that looks like a thumb drive. 300 to 400 puffs. Here's some new information that I just got from a story dealing with this issue about vaping and what is causing so many people to collapse and end up in the hospital. And now they're also looking into this possibility that many of the products used by the patients may have contained a common contaminant, which is an oil derived from vitamin E, according to several news reports. We don't know. It could be any number of things. But again, the CDC asking people to stand down on e-cigarettes, get rid of them for now until they can figure out what is making people sick, putting them in the hospital and killing them. Coming up, it is the number one issue that principals and teachers in Utah are complaining about. It is our kids and vaping. Schools that are at a loss for how to combat this problem, but one Alabama school thinks it has the fix. You will not believe what their answer is to vaping.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get all news all morning, then go in-depth about the news with Dave and Debbie.
I put your social security number on a billboard.
It would change nothing.
News at 5, talk at 9 on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Continuing to follow this developing story, President Trump tweeting that he fired National Security Advisor John Bolton not too long ago, and then Bolton fired back on Twitter. It's a question of who fired whom. Bolton saying, I offered to resign last night, and President Trump said, let's talk about it tomorrow.
I want to tweet it first. Hang on. I want to be the breaking news this morning.
I promise, Dave, anything develops on that story, we'll continue to follow it.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for Melania Trump to tweet something out.
She already tweeted. She hates vaping.
That's right. She did tweet this morning that she hates vaping. What parent isn't afraid and scared for their kids in this rash of illnesses that we're seeing across the country, this lung disease that seems to be mystery among the experts? We don't know what's causing it.
Well, and quite frankly, we can't be that surprised. It's only been around for about 10 years, but in the last 18 months, last 2 years, it has exploded onto the scene. And part of it was because it was being really marketed as a quit smoking aid. And then we start seeing the data come out and it's like, no, there is no relationship. It is in addition to, instead of, but it is not necessarily a stop smoking aid. Now, of course, people, I know there are people out there that are going to text in. It absolutely helped me stop smoking. I understand that. But we're looking at these lung injuries that are happening, Deb, to kids that have been smoking or vaping for months, maybe 2 years. And we're seeing them being hospitalized.
Let's talk about what's going on here on the home front here in Utah with vaping. And then look at the national landscape. Go head over to Alabama and see what they're doing there to take care of it. This caught our attention late last week where we heard that Terry Shoemaker, who's the head of the Utah School Superintendents Association, told a legislative committee in Utah last month. So we're just finding out about this, that he is saying that this is the number one issue that all principals are talking to him about, vaping. So if your principals are talking about it, parents, you need to be aware of it. You need to be talking to school administrators about it to see what you can do to find out, you know, if your child's one of them. And then also having the discussion at home with your kid.
It's so easy to get away with.
Oh, it's so easy. They put it down their sleeve.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times when I was in high school, a kid would walk into class and the teacher would be like, dude, I can barely even stand next to you. You smell so much of smoke. Oh no, it was my mom. She smokes and she dropped me off. He said 7 hours ago. Like, come on. It's so easy to hide. Like you said, it's tiny. It can be done in class. In fact, we've talked to kids that have seen their classmates vaping in class.
One Alabama school, Dave, has gone nuclear over vaping. So I wanted to get into discussion about what they're doing there. This week, they took the doors right off some of the bathroom stalls.
It's a trend sweeping the nation, especially in America's youth. E-cigarettes are a big problem in schools. Teachers, staff, and students at Wilson High School are seeing and smelling the problem right inside these walls. 2 weeks ago, a scary and dangerous situation happened to a student vaping in a bathroom. Principal Gary Horton says one of his students was found passed out in a stall after vaping. He says every day a student is sneaking off to the bathroom to vape. Horton says to stop students from taking smoke breaks, the best solution was to remove some of the stall doors in the boys' bathrooms.
How does that solve the problem? Like, I don't totally get that.
Sends a message.
It does send a message.
We don't trust you. Holy. We know what you're doing. But it punishes the rest of the student body.
Right.
For the actions of one or a few. And it's unfortunate that this kid passed out. And I don't know if it was related to vaping or not, but that making that connection down back in Alabama where they are taking the bathroom stall doors off. And I guess you have to use the bathroom without so much privacy anymore at that Alabama school. My question was this, could they not just post a hall monitor at the bathroom door instead? Well, parents aren't happy about it back in Alabama. In fact, one of the parents said, yeah, I mean, use a hall monitor to patrol the bathrooms.
Bad vaping problem? You need someone adult to go in there to make sure there's not any vaping going on.
And this dad says it's excessive.
Me as a parent personally, I think that's a little excessive.
You can't police it. I mean, honestly, you can't police this. If you're smoking a cigarette, you've got to light it. There's a trail. There's smoke. If you're vaping, it is instant. You can take a quick puff. You can hide it. So easy. So if you're trying to police it, you're going to lose. The kids are too sneaky. So what do? You've got to educate the kids. The only way you're going to win this is by educating them, by letting them know the dangers. Look at the people that are dying from it. This is the way to do it because it's just too easy. It's too easy to hide. And taking the bathroom stalls, taking those doors off the bathroom stalls, sure, that is a big message that shows that you care, but will it actually change anything? No. You can't follow around 600-700 kids or 2,500 kids and make sure they're not vaping.
Big news on the vaping front here on the home front. The Utah Health Department tweeting out that there are now 35 cases this week that they're investigating or they have developed some sort of lung illness as a result of vaping and 12 additional cases that they're looking into. On top of that, this morning, Senator Mitt Romney tweeting out that he wants the FDA to consider recalling all e-cigarettes until they can get to the bottom of what's harming people's lungs, landing them in the hospital and killing them. We're going to have Senator Romney on the show tomorrow to talk more in depth about vaping and his position, asking for the recall. And in the meantime, we're all struggling at home trying to figure out if our kids are the ones who are vaping because it smells so sweet and they might have just chewed on a piece of candy. Dave, this statistic just blows me away. 3 million high school students and counting now using e-cigarettes across the country.
That's incredible. Those numbers are staggering. And right here in Utah, our state legislators are trying to address this. We talked to Paul Ray, and Representative Ray said, yeah, we're going to tax it. Hopefully that will curb it. But he told us, he gave us a little bit of an indication. He said, I am that close to calling for an all-out ban on e-cigarettes in Utah. He said, I'm that close. With these deaths, I can see, and I have no doubt that this is the next big piece of legislation coming from Representative Ray, because I think there is going to be a call and a demand, even a special session perhaps, looking to ban e-cigarettes.
Let's look at a tax. Is it realistic to think that it's going to change kids' use of it? Are they going to run away from an extra few dollars? When it's $10 for a cartridge or $10 for one of these disposable e-cigarettes that, by the way, is so slick, it looks like a flash drive. I was just shocked when my daughter brought one home to show me what these things look like. $10. So what are you going to do? $5 tax? It's 300 to 400 puffs. If you don't share with a buddy, that's 300 to 400 puffs. You toss it away. Mom and dad never know. And if they do see it, you just tell them, oh, it's a thumb drive. You just put math assignment on the front of it.
Yeah, or it's my friend's. He's so vaping. Right.
Is a few extra bucks really going to curb a child's habit? No, we got to do something. But that certainly is not the fix-all.
Well, this is what's scary, is it's happening so quickly. It's happening immediately. Kids that have been addicted for just months are coming down with serious illnesses, and something drastic has to happen. Senator Romney is calling for an all-out ban, a recall of e-cigarettes.
Next, we're going to head on up to Bountiful. We've got two adults at one campfire now accused of zero care regarding that campfire, led to several homes getting burned down just maybe 10, 11 days ago. One of those families, Dave, showing tremendous compassion. You have got to hear the interview that I heard this morning, and I thought, wow, could I be that forgiving?
I need to be. That's a life goal right there.
Dave and Dujanovic. Later today, Jeff Kaplan reports on the news.
Big discussion on human trafficking.
And he talks about the news.
Still doesn't meaningfully address the problem.
3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.